Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Yeah! You've got to pump it up.
Pump it up.
Just go and pump it up.
Don't you know, pump it up.
You know you pump it up.
Don't you know, pump it up.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday, PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, 80 degrees for the high today. It is Pizza Friday on PXY Mornings.
We're getting pizza?
No, we're not,
no.
Are we?
Pizza Fridays. Oh my God, when will it be here? We're actually not getting pizza. Okay.
For everybody, it's Pizza Friday. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
If you remember our listener Eve from Wednesday's show, we have her on hold. But to give you a quick follow-up here, if you missed it, here's a clip to catch you up to speed of Eve telling everyone how she signed up to be a volunteer so she can go to school with her son on his first day of first grade so she can protect him and make sure he's safe.
So for most parents, it comes down to peace of mind. Where my kids are, what they're doing, who they're with, are they in trouble? I'd rather be in the class where I am with my kid and I see my kid than try to guess if he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I am 100% attending his first day. And like I said, as long as they let me.
Right. So basically, a couple of people took issue with that. Let's get Eve on the phone with us to get a follow up on how that first day went. Hi, Eve. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're a good sport. We appreciate you agreeing to come back on the air with us. I know not everyone agreed with your parenting style from this week, but tell us what happened in your son's class.
So basically the teacher, I don't want to say gave me a hard time, but we agreed to disagree. We'll just say that.
Okay.
She didn't have a problem with me sitting in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had signed up to volunteer, but the problem she has is me coming back.
Oh, right. So what did she say to you? Because I think we all we're all on the same page the other day that was probably going to be an issue.
Correct.
Okay, so like we all know, it was my son's first day on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
In first grade. And I already expressed how I am a concerned parent, and like everyone like her has nothing to worry about. Everything is fine. So I asked her after school, do I have to sign back up to come in tomorrow? And she says, I was happy with you sitting in on the first day, but you are not a student and you are not a teacher's aide.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have you come into school every day with your son.
Right.
That is fair. Pissed.
But she's not wrong, though.
I was pissed. I'm livid. Like, she has nothing to worry about.
Well, she could say the same for you.
Yeah, she could say the same for you too, but yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, she did say that. She said, you have nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
However, let's look what happened on Wednesday in Winder, Georgia. You have four people who lost their lives while in school,
yeah.
From a student who did another school shooting.
Yeah.
Like,
we're all aware
this
of
is
what
ridiculous.
Took place in Georgia, which was tragic and awful. And these seem to be happening more and more and more.
I will not lie, though. When I first saw that news break, you're the first person I thought of because we had just talked to you and everyone kind of roasted you a little bit and they were like, this woman's nuts, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, oh my God, maybe she wasn't that far off. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing though, Eve, too. It's absolutely horrible what happened. And the thing is that you can't protect your son from all of it. You can't be standing with him 24/7. It's just at some point that's just not, he's not going to even want you to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the point will be, I guess, when he is able to protect himself, because you can't convince me that my child is safe unless I'm sitting next to him in a chair in a classroom. Like, I mean, not allowing parents to come into class is wrong. My son is in the first grade. He's helpless. Like, I don't know. I'm guess.
Where did you leave it off with the teacher? She just basically said you can't come in anymore. That was a one-time thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. Like, what can I say to her? I'm just going to be talking to the superintendent of school to make sure that myself and other parents have the right to come to school and sit in the class if we want. Mm-hmm. These are our kids, and the teachers can't take care and they can't protect all 20 kids at once. Like, don't be ridiculous.
I can hear it in your voice how desperate you sound. I'm not saying that in like any way to throw shade at you. I hear how devastating this topic is for you. But at some point, Eve, let me put this as delicately as possible. You're gonna not be able to. And I think you're setting the precedent of, oh, I'm just gonna go to school with my kid and like this is what I'm gonna do. I think it would be different if like, you know, you were in a situation like Moose where like his mom just worked in the school and like did other things but you felt a little better knowing you were like actually in the building, or my mom who was a teacher. I mean, I didn't go to her school, but at the same time, like, is that an option if you're really that worried about it? Or listen, also no shade to you at all. Therapy? Like, I'm not trying to be mean whatsoever. I'm being so genuine. Like, it just seems like this is something you're really struggling with.
You know, I did not think of working in the school. I can take that as an option. Mm-hmm. Therapy for what? To protect my child? I need to see someone to tell me that protecting my child, to convince me that protecting my child is not right.
Not necessarily, but just to ease your anxiety and to like let you like rest a little easier at night, knowing like you're working through this.
Eve, you know, you got a chance to sit in your son's class the other day for his first day. Just tell us real quick, how did the first day go? Were you comfortable when you left there?
I stayed the whole day. I was comfortable.
Yeah, I know. You stayed the whole day.
I was with him the entire day.
Did you see any red flags? Did you have anything that was concerning while you were sitting there all day? I'm sure was it a good class?
Yes, it was a great class.
Okay.
And no, I didn't see anything that concerned me right away. No, not at all.
Well,
but I feel like that happened there.
What's the cutoff period for a parent to be able to come in the classroom? Because, like, yes, you got approval for the first day. That was all fine and well. And then it comes to a point where it's too much.
Right.
And it's ultimately distracting to your child from learning.
Yeah, at some point it will be. Eve, thank you for coming back on with us. We do appreciate the call and the follow-up.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too, Eve.
You too.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. Okay. Is this something that the superintendent of a school would even be open to ever? 585-252-9800. Because I'm wondering if there would ever be a school that allows parents to come into the class at their free will to sit there all day with their kids just to keep an eye on things. I mean, Eve signed up to be a volunteer on the first day. Fine. But I think she thought that was a loophole to being able to go in there and sit there every day. And her son's teacher was like, that's not happening. You're not a student.
Right.
You're not a teacher's assistant. And I mean, I understand what happened in Georgia on Wednesday was horrific. And I mean, how many school shootings are we going to see in a year? It's been hundreds. Mm-hmm. And now we're at a point now it's like, okay, I can totally, I'm not a parent, but I can totally understand why parents freak out to even send their kids to school anymore.
They're like, you know, school shootings have been, you know, on the up and up in the sense of there hasn't been as many. I'm like, yeah, because people haven't been in school. Like, what? It's been summer break. This person says, does Eve think What does Eve think she's going to do to protect her son if an active shooter was to enter? Her and her son are wearing bulletproof vests every day, ?
I don't know.
Is she bringing a gun to school? This is all very unrealistic, and she should look into homeschooling if she's really that concerned.
Homeschooling is definitely an option. Gina says, I get both sides here. What happened this week was horrific, but she will not always be there by her son's side. Maggie says, I agree with Breezy. She should just think of getting a job at the school so she can be there with her son full time if needed.
Yeah.
If that's an option, who knows?
This person says, my son is in kindergarten. I had to drop off pull-ups and wipes. I wasn't able to even hand them to him. I had to leave them at the front desk. I couldn't even go in the school.
Right. And yeah. She made it a point. Eve made it a point on the show on Wednesday. She's worried about kids just wandering out of the school. I'm like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting out of their
she's
desk.
She's just a little neurotic.
Listen, it's her first grade. I can tell. She's having anxiety issues right now. Matt says, I think it's still an extreme case of overprotective parenting. Parents can't go sit in the classroom all day the same way our kids can't come sit in with us at work at our jobs all day. Yeah. Well, do appreciate the follow-up from Eve. So, yeah,
for sure.
I hope that she takes your advice.
I know she's definitely not alone in the sense of feeling anxiety to send your kid to school. Like, she's not alone in that. But definitely need to do something to ease your own anxiety, whether it be, like I said, counseling, therapy, getting a job at the school, finding another outlet. Because sitting, like I already said this and I'll echo it again, sitting in your classroom, your kid's classroom, is very distracting to not only them, but the other kids there. Like, why is your mom here, Johnny?
Yeah, why? That is a conversation that is probably going to happen between the kids.
Right.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up at 8:10 is Can't Beat Breezy for your last shot at those Nicki Minaj tickets. Listen to win.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.